My name is Dale Decker. I was raised in Deckerville, where my three brethren are all from Jackson. I moved to Jackson in 1954 for work, and the hall was a lot smaller than what you see today. The front entrance was in the southeast corner of the building. The front, what faced the street, was solid, except it had three windows in it. And entrance had cement steps, and I believe they were probably 4 or 5 feet high as it came into the building. And there were a lot of difficulties. There was a house on the south side of actually where the entrance is now, and another one over on this side. There was a narrow alley from the front to the back with a gravel parking lot. And this was the building we came to, that we were at. There were two major renovations in the hall, one in 1960 and one in 1980. In 1960, this preacher, Norman Crawford, took a hammer and went to work. You may not know that he was much of a carpenter, but this here was all installed at that time, and it's still in good shape. He added about 30 or 40 feet to the front, to the main building. Now it's in two parts. The old platform was about here, I guess, or the wall, and then it was straight back. This was not there. When he started, he built this end up and the basement, added a furnace room and a kitchen in the basement, and this wall, this window, door, room, and this room were added, and the baptistry. So this is all new. Well, it was new in 1960. In the front of the hall, he built a porch. The porch was about 10 feet wide and the width of the building. And then the entrance was, of course, was over on the other side, or on the other side of the front. And so he had to put a porch out there with steps on. And to this day, I don't know how he did it. They were concrete, and they were about so high, and then they had brick veneer in the front. Really looked nice, but a tremendous amount of work. Well, then they got that in, they put double doors in the front, closed the others up, and went from there. The porch he put on had a roof and a ceiling, and it stood on pillars around there. The front doors were double doors right in the front. We had before that double doors in the front, and now we have double doors in the front. So we've had three sets of double doors across the front. Downstairs, we also made a dry room with a restroom in it. And downstairs, we modified the restrooms. They were all front, and added an entrance from the south parking lot, which was on the surface. There was no steps there. During this time between the two additions, the gospel was preached in gospel meetings and street meetings every summer and The street meetings were especially memorable. They're usually a short message, and it really was interesting. One street meeting that really stands out was in Homer on M60, going towards Chicago. The highway went on the north side, and the main street was about two blocks over, which was very, very good for a street meeting because the traffic didn't bother you. And they had a big circle on the head of this main street. And we would set up our loudspeaker, and everybody would stand in that circle and aim right down Main Street. Well, we had a street meeting there one night. It was just getting started. And the first thing you see is the police pulled up. And then it seemed that every store emptied out and came to the side of the street. It was the biggest street meeting I ever saw. And I think we had to thank the bar owner down the street. He really gave us a crowd that night. And then no story would be complete without telling of the interest and work that Norman and Mr. McBain put in. Mr. McBain especially had a heart for the young people. And I think he went all over our big share of the United States and Canada where the young people were getting married and they asked him to officiate marriage. One of his friends was Martin Prince. And he asked Martin to come over for a weekend. And Martin came over and he asked him to tell his conversion. So Martin got up telling his conversion. He was living in a chicken house in Sarnia. And he had enough problems with that. But then a family of skunks moved in the second floor. He was trying to explain all this, and people were laughing. It was really funny, all these problems. After the meeting, Mrs. Werner told how she got saved that night. It's Louis's mother-in-law. So even though the meeting was kind of disturbed in ways, God come in and save souls. In 1980, we undertook another expansion, which is mostly that area right there. We got the prints, took them to a contractor, and he came back with a price that just knocked us out. There was no way we could have that addition at his price. So we decided to contract it out ourselves. And when everything was done, we were $50,000 under what that contractor wanted. This gave us, of course, the north wing, which is almost as big as this auditorium. And then we also got the basement, which almost doubled the Sunday school room. And then we got a ramp right over here from down up to the level of the hall. Of the main floor. We bought the house that was next door in the lot. We bought that before we started building, and that's what made this addition possible. The lot was paved and finished. Finishing touches were added, and the building is pretty much just the way it was. And we are very, very happy with the way it's turned out. We just pray that the Lord will preserve the testimony for his glory until the Lord comes. It's all for him, and we can just rejoice in what he has done.